name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That we heard today in St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, bedrock statement of what we teach. And that is, he says at the opening of today's reading, we know that we are not justified by the works of the law, but rather by faith in Jesus Christ. And it just so happens today, these two readings are not always appointed to be together, but it just so happens that today's gospel reading also underscores this same point. And even I would take it a step further, which is to say that what St. Paul is teaching, and ultimately what happens with the gospel message and with Jesus, is that it is a great equalizer, in the sense that the gospel opens up the covenant community beyond just the Jews. It opens it up to the Gentiles. It opens it up to the nations. And I say it is a great equalizer, because if we're justified not by the works of the law, but by faith, it means that any of us can have faith, whereas the Gentiles did not have the law. Many of them didn't even know there was such thing as a Mosaic law. And sure, even at the time of Jesus, it was possible. We hear stories of it in Scripture. It was possible for someone who was not born a Jew to become a Jew and to become part of the covenant community. But you see, it was very difficult, because not only were you having to ask someone to have faith in your God as compared to what other God they might have believed in, but you're also effectively making them become Jewish. You're making them change their culture, change their ethnicity, essentially. And so imagine, you know, if we had to try to bring people in here to our church over the last 90 plus years and not just make them Orthodox. It's weird enough, you know, for most Americans. It's something they're not used to. It's foreign. But also, you have to become Lebanese, essentially. It's a very difficult thing to swallow. Not because there's anything wrong with Lebanese, but because we have grown up, most of us who are not from a Lebanese background, we've grown up in a different type of culture. And so, ultimately what St. Paul teaches, and what Jesus teaches, becomes again a great equalizer. Because anyone can have faith. You don't have to become a certain ethnicity, a certain culture, and so forth. You can, in any culture, no matter what your background, you can have faith in God. And we see that expressed again in today's gospel. Because Jesus was called by this Jew, Jairus, this ruler of the synagogue. He was called to his house to try to heal his 12-year-old daughter who had become ill. And along the way, Jesus happened to heal this Gentile woman. We can assume, I believe, that she was a Gentile woman, because anytime that the Bible is talking about crowds, groups of people, especially in the Roman Empire, you're mostly going to be talking about Gentiles. And what does Jesus say? He says, your faith has made you well. Emphasizing again the same thing that we heard from Paul in Galatians. Your faith has made you well. It wasn't because you were perfect. It wasn't because you did the works of the law. It was because of your faith. And then when he gets the message from Jairus' servants, who say, hey, don't bother the teacher anymore. Don't have him come. She's already dead. What does Jesus say? He says, if you just have faith. Now, we translate it believe. You know, in English classes we're taught, don't use the same word over and over and over again when you're writing, so use something different. In the Greek, it's the same thing. He says the exact same thing to Jairus and those with him, as he says to the woman. If you have faith, she can be made well. And notice, this is a side note, notice that when Jesus is dealing with Jairus, who is a Jew, and he comes to his house, he takes in Peter, James, and John with the father and mother. And Peter, James, and John, of course, are his closest disciples, the ones who work with him most. And once again, the Bible essentially belittles them by saying that they did something that we hear, it should remind us of clear back in Genesis. When we first heard about faith, they laughed. They laughed. Just like Abraham laughed. When God said, I will give you a son in your old age, way past childbearing age. I'll give you a son. They laughed. And by that, brothers and sisters, we see that even our faith, we say that we're justified by it, but even our faith is weak, and that's why we so often resonate with the man in the gospel who says, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because often even our faith is weak. But nonetheless, as I said, faith opens up to all of us. No matter what our background, no matter what our ethnicity may be, we all may become children of God by putting our faith in Him. And the other thing that I want to highlight as it relates to faith being the great equalizer and not the works of the law is it means no matter what our sin has been, we all can be saved. No matter what we've done in the past, no matter how evil our sin may be, or we may think that our sin is, we may be saved. If we put our faith in Christ and in His redemption. And therefore also we as believers, we as the community of God, must also recognize that we have to accept other people whose sins we may not like as much as our own sins, whose sins we may not understand as much as our own sins. We also have to accept them and open up our community to them because we're justified not by the works of the law, but by faith. So again today we are reminded in the epistle of Paul to the Galatians, and we're reminded by the gospel teaching, brothers and sisters, that we are justified by faith. And because we're justified by faith, our church, the kingdom of God, is open to anyone, anytime, any place, no matter what their background, no matter what their sins may be. They too can join us and become God's children by putting their faith in God. To Him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy.